Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Oh, we're going to have fun today. I've got Mike Spano in the studio from Soho Bagels and Cafe, and we're going to have all kinds of coupons to give away and specials to give away, so you better be listening. And I've got great music for you as well, so stay with me, and I'll be right back.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu. Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai.
For all you inquiring minds out there, Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. That's right, we are believers in Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, Jews and Gentiles who come together as one to worship the Lord. Come and fellowship with us every Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. Right now, we're located at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. And while you're there, check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It is open every Saturday after service from around noon to 1. It's open on Tuesdays from 1 to 7 and Thursdays from 1 to 6. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place where you can get shofars and prayer shawls and CDs and books about sharing Messiah, cards, and jewelry. And if you happen to live in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area and you just always wanted to visit a Messianic congregation, then there's Brith Hadashah. It's at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst, and their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. And I just want to mention right now, for my listening audience, we have a gentleman who recently had a nasty car accident, and he is now really not able to drive a car. He needs a car. Now, somebody out there listening has an extra car laying around that you don't need, and it would be such a blessing for you to help this elderly man. He's elderly, and he's a dear brother in the Lord. He's been going to our congregation for many years. So if you have a vehicle that you don't really need anymore and you've been thinking about donating it, would you please just call the station at 222-2990 and leave your name and number. Again, if you have a vehicle that you are willing to donate to someone, call us at 222-2990 and leave your name and number. And God bless you. And here's Jonathan Sattel.
Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom.
Yes, again, that was Jonathan Sattel. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. I'm really excited today. I mean, I've been on the air for 21 years, but how much do I really know about bagels? And how much do you know about bagels? And how much do you love them? Do you love them enough to call later on when there's a contest? Because, you know, Mike Spano is here from Soho Bagels and Cafe, and he's got bagels to give away, but you have to work for it, okay? All right, next up, we've got Natasha Krauss Reynolds. This is from her CD, Children of Light, Baruch Adonai. Again, that was Natasha Krause Reynolds. And next, we've got Avner and Rachel Boskin. As you hear this song, you can close your eyes and you can just imagine right now you are over in Haaretz Yisrael. You are in the land of Israel and you are about to come upon the ancient gates. Yes, my friends, the name of this song and the name of the CD is Ancient Gates.
lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Do you know the name of His Son, or the wonders He has done? Do you know the name of His Son, Yeshua?
This is Rachel Bosky, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road. And you can find them online at www.ucccroc.com. All righty. Well, you heard my interview with Corey Bell and Lev Shalow. You heard the music of Lev Shalow last week, and I am excited to bring you back this great song. This is from the CD Proclamation, and this is a wonderful reminder that our God is good. This is called You Are Good.
You are good.
Oh, man, he is good. And you know what? That song is good. Hey, folks out there, I hope you are listening because I've got Mike Spano here in the studio. We are going to be giving away bagels, and there's going to be lots of promotional opportunity, lots of discounts available on bagels and sandwiches at Soho Bagels and Cafe. So you have to be listening in order to know what the deal is and how you can get the deal. You know what I'm saying? Because it's such a deal. All right. So right now, I'm going to tell you about one of my sponsors, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. All right, my friends, no more air conditioning. I'm sorry. We have to have the heat on. We fought it off long and hard, but yeah, we've had our heat on for a while now, actually. Okay, if your furnace is on the fritz, does anybody even use that word anymore? Fritz? If your furnace is on the fritz, call Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. They are a family-owned and operated business. They love the Lord. They're the best in town, and they're awesome. They're excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Tell them you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. And right now, here's an oldie but goodie from the group Lamb, the Year of Jubilee.
Trumpet everywhere, all throughout the land. Follow my decrees, you must obey my commands. Gather with your families, come sing and clap your hands. It is the year of Jubilee. It is the year of Jubilee, when the lame shall walk and the blind shall see, when the Lord set the captives free. It is the year of Jubilee. Ooh, 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 ooh. Sound the trumpet, Israel, let all the people hear. It is I, the Lord your God, who draws you near. I have not forsaken you, so have no fear. It is the year of Jubilee. It is the year of Jubilee, when the lame shall walk and the blind shall see, when the Lord set the captives free. It is the year of Jubilee. Die, 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 die. Sacrifice, are we here standing free? It is the year of Jubilee. It is the year of Jubilee, when the lame shall walk and the blind shall see, when the Lord set the captives free. It is the year of Jubilee. It is the year of Jubilee, shall walk and the blind shall see, when the Lord set the captives free. It is the year of Jubilee. It is the year of Jubilee, when the lame shall walk and the blind shall see, when the Lord set the captives free.
Again, that was the group Lamb, the Year of Jubilee. Yes, indeed. And now, let's listen to this wonderful news about Europa Cafe.
If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe in Delhi. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Shalom, shalom, Rochester. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. And I've got an important guest in the studio. You know, 21 years ago, when I had the opportunity to start this radio program, I just felt like the Lord wanted me to call it Bagels and Blessings. Why? Because I love bagels and I want to be a blessing. So here today, who is going to be, he's just all about bagels, Mike Spano from Soho Bagels and Cafe. Welcome, Mike.
Welcome, Ray. Thank you very much for having me today.
It is my pleasure. So, you know, I want everybody to know all about Soho Bagels. I wonder if you could just read this. Read that for me.
She's forcing me to do stuff.
Already. Yeah, he does whatever I tell him.
Soho, we make fresh bagels daily. Everything's fresh and homemade at Soho. Plus, we have a drive-thru if you're in a hurry. Stop in and enjoy the best bagels in Rochester. We want you to know we are more than breakfast. Soho is a coffee bar,
ooh,
bakery, and a secret destination lunch spot.
Ooh.
We're the best kept secret in Rochester, everybody.
Whoa. And where are they located at, Mike?
1510 West Ridge Road in Greece.
In Stone Ridge Plaza.
Correct.
Many, many, many moons ago in a galaxy far away, it was called Manhattan Bagel, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay, but now it's Soho Bagel Cafe, and, or you call it Bagels and Cafe.
Yeah, it's Bagels and Cafe.
Well, excuse me. So I don't know how much you guys know about bagels. I looked up all this stuff about bagels, but let me just ask you this. Mike, are bagels good for you?
Of course bagels are good for you.
Yeah?
Bagels are very good for you. They're healthy as you can, I say, what, get bread, right? It's the healthiest bread.
Well, I did read that one bagel is equal to 3.15 slices of bread. But we won't let that stop us, will we?
They're thin slices of bread, aren't they?
They must be.
And they have
they
to
must be.
Be.
Now, you have something called a low-carb bagel.
We do. We have two kinds of low-carb bagels, actually. And if you're on one of those diets where low-carb is important, the low-carb bagel has, I believe, 3 net carbs if you gut the inside out. So it's an 8-grain dough that we use, and the carb count's super low. So a lot of people enjoy those.
Why would they want to gut the inside out? Isn't that the best part?
To make it even more low carb.
But less delicious.
Yes, exactly. Less delicious.
I was looking up some stuff, and there are a couple of different theories. One of them is that the bagel is originated in some Jewish communities of Poland, and they said that it was traditionally shaped by hand into the form of a ring from yeasted wheat dough, roughly hand-sized, that is first boiled for a short time in water and then baked. Is that how you make them? You boil them?
Yes, we boil our bagels. Absolutely.
I never knew that. Interesting. And so they say the result is a dense, chewy, doughy interior with a browned and sometimes crisp exterior, and that bagels are often topped with seeds baked on the outer crust, with the traditional ones being poppy or sesame seeds. I like to say poppy and sesame seeds.
They're very popular bagels, too.
Yes, except they get in your teeth. yes, and some have salt sprinkled on them, and there's different dough types. And I know that Soho Bagel makes this multi-grain bagel, which, folks, let me just tell you right now, it's to die for. If you like sunflower seeds, and what else is on that one?
Oh, there's cracked wheat, flax seeds, oatmeal.
So it's so healthy.
Well, it's rolled in sugar also. That's why it has that sweet crust.
Oh, it's rolled in sugar. But I heard that on the weekends that perhaps that didn't matter.
Absolutely not.
You don't. So Mike, you're offering some specials to our people out there in Rochester land and points beyond. What type of specials can our people expect?
Well, to all the Bagels and Blessings listeners today, we are actually giving away a free rewards pack, which is a baker's dozen bagel, and you get two cream cheeses with that. We were going to try to take a caller, right?
Well, we're going to have a contest in a few minutes, so I sincerely hope someone out there is going to call, because if you don't, shame, shame, shame on you.
Exactly. And then the other thing we're going to do for all the Bagels and Blessings listeners is we're going to give you 10% off if you mention that you listen to the program, not just today's, any week's. So if you stop into Soho Bagels in the Stone Ridge Plaza and say, I listen to Ethel on Bagels and Blessings, we're going to hit 10% off your total bill.
10% off. Are you getting this, folks? All you got to do is walk in the door and say, I listened to Ethel on Bagels and Blessings, and you'll get 10% off your entire order? Or
yes.
Just...
Yep. If you want to order 100 things or one thing, 10% off.
And that leads me to my next question. You don't just have bagels there. You have what? You have soup, sandwiches? What else you got?
Oh, we have a full lunch menu. Right now, we're actually building the lunch business up, so we're adding specials weekly that we post on our website for right now, which is at Soho Grease on Facebook. If you go there weekly, you'll see the specials that we offer in the restaurant, as well as our standard menu and catering menus. They're up there for you to browse as well.
And if they go on your website and like it, is there another little...
There is. There's a bigger promotion. So if you look at our website today, if you go to our Facebook page today, you'll see that we posted a joint post with Bagels and Blessings. And it tells you exactly how to play the game. But if you like or share anything from our Soho Grease Facebook page, you will also be... put into a contest to win another rewards pack, because everybody loves the rewards pack.
Ooh. Now, is this contest just for today?
No, we're going to have it actually go on for, I guess, a couple weeks. Yeah, right. We're going to do it. It says on the promotion that we're going to announce the winner next week. But what we think is that we're going to wait till Ethel's back in the studio, and we're going to announce in 2 weeks. So we have plenty of time to play. So share it on your Facebook page. Share one of our pictures, one of our specials, anything that's on our Facebook page to your page. And you'll be put into the contest or the drawing for the rewards pack.
That's a pretty good deal. Again, you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I'm here with Mike Spano from Soho Bagels and Cafe in Stone Ridge Plaza. Now, can you tell me when you're open? Like, what hours?
During the week, we start, we open the doors at 5:30, and we stay open until 3:30. On Saturday, we're open till 4. We open at 6 on Saturdays. And on Sunday, we open at 6, and we're open until 3. And if you go to the Facebook page, you will see all our hours right there.
I'm remembering one of those old Dunkin' Donuts commercials where the guy is like stumbling around. I've got to make the donuts.
Remember?
So now I'm thinking of somebody stumbling around saying, "I've got to make the bagels. I've got to make the bagels."
That's what I sound like at 3 a.m. Exactly that.
Oh well, you're very dedicated to be up so early.
We love bagels.
Who doesn't?
I know, right?
I'm telling you now. You know, I don't know a whole lot about philosophy. That would be my husband who teaches it and all that good stuff. But, you know, think about the bagel. It's a circle, you know. It's a full circle. I'm thinking of the circle of life. It's, you know, I see God in that. I think it's pretty cool.
I agree with you. I think there's a lot of baked shapes in many cultures, including the Italian heritage in which I come from, that actually means something. They're made that way for a reason, either religious or otherwise. And I think the bagel fits into the perfect scheme of that. So I think you're right on track with saying that.
There you go. Now, we were talking off air a little bit. You have a whole history with bagels. You've been kind of involved with bagels for many years, my son.
Yes, many, many years. One of my first jobs here when I went to RIT was actually baking bagels and kind of running a bagel shop in Penfield called Original Bagel Bakery, which was part of the Bagelland family at the time. So it started there while I was getting my education, and it continues to this day now with my own bagel shop, Soho Bagels.
You know, when I was about ready to be born, I think God said, "And she shall have music wherever she goes." But when you were born, it was clear, "He shall have bagels wherever he goes."
I think you're right.
Or "He shall make bagels," or exactly. Something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's great. I mean, I love bread. I love carbs. So, you know.
And you know, Jesus, Yeshua, is the bread of life. So, I mean, there you are. You're right on target.
Exactly. It corresponds with bagels and everything.
I know. So I hope you all got this. You know, if you go into Soho Bagel Cafe, Bagels and Cafe, I got to get it right. If
you're doing good.
I'm trying. If you mention that you heard, you know, all about it on Bagels and Blessings, just by mentioning it, you'll get 10% off whatever you order.
Correct.
I'm telling you. And if you like the Soho Bagels and Cafe Facebook page.
And share it.
Then I guess you have a way of tracking that.
We do. Facebook tracks it for us.
Ooh. And then you will be entered into winning
Another rewards pack.
Yep. And another way to get a rewards pack was there another way? Or is that going to be the contest?
Yeah, we're going to have somebody call in.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what's coming next. We're going to play that famous song. And so there's going to be a contest now. The English word Messiah comes from the Hebrew word Mashiach. What is the literal meaning of the word Messiah or Mashiach? What does it mean? And the number here is 222-2990. And here are the Schleps with Gimme Bagels. All right, folks, the number here is 222-2990. We've got bagels for you from Soho Bagels and Cafe. I need all of you guys to call 222-2990. Just tell me what the word Messiah means, or Mashiach. What is the literal meaning of the word Messiah or Mashiach? 222-2990. Come on, everybody, call now.
We have a special one.
I'm so happy that there's a winner. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, Ethel. It's Ruth Barone.
Ruth Barone, you are our winner. What does Messiah or Mashiach mean?
Anointed one.
Very good. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. So, Mike, what does Ruth win today?
Ruth is going to win a rewards pack from Soho Bagels and Cafe.
Oh.
13 delicious bagels and two cream cheese that you decide that you pick, whatever you like.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. God bless you.
Absolutely. Enjoying the show today.
Oh, thanks. I've got your address. So we're all set.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, two more calls. Well, that's okay. Thank you guys for trying. We have a winner. But I love it when the phones are ringing off the hook. So Mike, you were sharing with me your bagel journey. It isn't every day I get to talk to a bagel chef.
Guess we are. Yeah, a bagel baker.
A bagel baker.
Chef so, first, then bagel guy.
And so God called you many years ago. How did this all start for you?
God, that could be a long story. I used to cook with my grandmother.
Oh,
and that's what we
your
did.
Your bubby. Oh.
That sparked my love of food and wanting to learn more and more and acquire more knowledge about food. And I cooked the majority of my younger life and decided that I wanted to go to culinary school. So I hit a couple of those, learned a bunch of stuff, and wanted to continue more into the sales side of the business and came to RIT to get a degree in that. And I've at home, of course, baked and, you know, cooked food my whole life as well. And I love learning more about it. So it's just something that I do on a daily basis.
And you had an introduction to a Jewish family at one point, you were saying.
I did. Well, when I first came to Rochester, I worked for Rich and Hava Levin, if I can say their name. I don't think it matters. Sorry, guys. but they owned a real estate office, and I acquired my real estate license. But I started working for them, and that was my first kind of introduction to a family that kept kosher and, you know, had the separate drawers for their utensils and whatnot. So. And then after that, I wound up working at another bagel shop, which we talked about earlier.
Sure.
As I was.
So I've been to Soho Bagels and Cafe for lunch a few times, and you want to talk about your lunch specials?
Of course. I'd love to talk. I love talking about bagels and food in general. So we have tons of lunch specials at Soho Bagels. We have a standard menu of delicious fare that is available every day of the week. And on a weekly basis, I kind of create seasonal and different things that we like to offer for our customers, both for breakfast and for lunch. And every week we post that on our website, which is our Facebook page at the moment. And they are available for the full week, and we're changing them weekly. So we typically try to use local purveyors and seasonal and fresh ingredients. I could talk about this for a long time. So.
Let's talk about your coleslaw. I got to tell you something, guys. You won't find coleslaw any better than at Soho Bagels and Cafe. I really mean that. I don't know what it is, man. Maybe it's because they put dill in it or something.
We use fresh dill, yeah.
It is so delicious, you know. And sometimes you eat coleslaw and it kind of comes back on you, if I may say that. But your coleslaw is like, you got to go there. If you don't want to go there for the bagels, go there for the coleslaw.
Come for the coleslaw.
I'm telling you.
It's a good choice for one of your sides, absolutely. And then I have to, of course, mention our new item, which is our killer buns. They're gigantic, killer, huge cinnamon buns.
Cinnamon buns.
They are to die for.
Oh, he's killing me. I'm trying to be so good, but the minute he mentioned cinnamon, it's all over,
I was
folks.
Going to bring
it's
you one today.
Oh, Michael.
I was in such a hurry,
Michael,
I forgot them. I owe you a killer bun.
You didn't bring me a killer bun?
My killer buns are awesome.
Oh, he's he killed me with a killer bun.
Yeah.
So, you heard it first on Bagels and Blessings.
Exactly. So come in and try a killer bun if you're not a big bagel fan.
Oh, cinnamon. Oh, you know, I'm trying to be so good. You know, I can avoid the cookies and the cake. But you put a cinnamon bun in front of me, it's all over.
We bake them fresh every morning. And when we're baking them, it fills the whole restaurant with that.
I was just going to say, when people cook cinnamon, like when you walk by the cinnamon bun place in the mall, all you have to do is walk by it and the smell just permeates the whole area.
It does. It goes right out the drive-thru. And that's actually the first person at the drive-thru's like, do I smell cinnamon buns? I'm like, yes. Do you want one? Yes.
It's all part of your master plan.
It is, right? It's like when bacon cooks and it goes everywhere. Everybody wants to get hungry.
Bacon's not kosher.
I know.
We won't talk about bacon.
Ixnay
on the Aiken Bay.
Okay, no bacon. Cinnamon buns.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, maybe somebody out there has a question. I mean, how often do you get to ask questions about bagels or anything like that? We're going to play another song. This is the year from Deborah Klein and Vince Interno. But if you have a question for Mike, you can call 222-2990, a question or a comment. Maybe you've eaten the coleslaw and you want to tell everybody how much you like it. 222-2990.
This is Deborah Kleine in Torno, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Yeah, and that's my prayer, that the Lord would just put his favor on Soho Bagels and Cafe.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm telling you, you know, you bring the bagels, I'll bring the blessings.
Exactly.
Actually, that's a book somebody wrote. It's a book about how to share Messiah with Jewish people, and that's the title of his book, You Bring the Bagels, I'll Bring the Blessings. It's so cool. I understand somebody just put a question in.
They did. They asked if we had donuts, pumpkin donuts in particular. And sadly, we don't make donuts, but we do make pumpkin muffins, and we do have pumpkin bagels for a short period of time.
Mm.
So if you're into that pumpkin spice and those pumpkin flavors, we definitely have those available at the cafe.
Wow. So listen, you know, if you go there and you mention that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings,
you get 10%.
You get 10% off, and you can fill up with the pumpkin muffins. And what else you got? Pumpkin something? You got pumpkin lattes too, right?
Yeah, chumpkins. They're called chumpkin chais. And one of my coworkers would be very happy that we mentioned that on the air because she invented it. So.
Chumpkin chai.
Chumpkin chai.
I feel like that little song, and we welcome you. wrong program.
Right. So, oh, Sabrina Sarkis, if you're listening, chumpkin chais for everyone.
I'm just chumping for joy. Well, this has been fun. You know, we do have time for a call. I mean, hey, the number is 222-2990. We're going off air in a few minutes. But you got any questions about, you know, what kind of coffee they have? Yeah, they have good coffee there, too. You got Jamaican me crazy, don't you?
We do. We have delicious coffee.
Yeah, Jamaican me crazy.
Yeah.
And pumpkin and chumpkin and... Oy vey. You got to start saying oy vey now and talk
oy
with
vey.
You're already Italian. You know how to talk with your hands a little bit, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, he's
right.
You can't see it, but he's doing a real good job there with the hands. So, yeah, so now since you've taken over Soho Bagels and Cafe, how's business? Tell me.
It's been pretty great. We are definitely trying to get our lunch business a little stronger. And we'd love to see all of our busy work people that would like a quick, fast, delicious lunch stop in and say hello. But, you know, anytime you're in the neighborhood and you're out on Ridge Road and you see our sign in the Toys R Us, the old Toys R Us Plaza, stop on in and see what's cooking at Soho.
And remember, if you mention that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings, you get 10% off.
That's
hey,
a lot.
Is that in addition? is that in addition to senior rate? Like if an older person.
Well, we try not to combine the discounts, but.
Oh.
You got to choose your discount.
Oh, choose wisely.
That's for all my rack lady friends.
Oh, choose wisely. I see how that goes. Well, this has been an awful lot of fun, and I have this sudden desire for a chumpkin and a cinnamon roll. And
I know, right?
You can't say cinnamon, though.
And a half dozen bagels.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, you know, I think what I need to do first is, like, lose 10 pounds and then fill up on the cinnamon rolls and the bagels. You know, it'll all balance out just great. So do you have any parting words, you know, invite Rochester and surrounding area. Invite them, Mike. Invite them.
I'm inviting everyone in the Rochester and surrounding areas to stop by Soho Bagels and Cafe at 1510 West Ridge Road in Greece, New York. You can like us on our Facebook page at Soho Greece. And you can call us if you'd like, or we'll answer all your questions about bagels and goodies. And anytime you're out there, come in and say hello.
Now, you mentioned they can call you. What should they call? I mean, what's the number?
Yeah, exactly. It's 663-2740.
So that's 585-663-2740.
Such a good memory.
Well, you know, I try. You know, us older folks have to work at it, Mike. You know, enjoy your youth, dear. Enjoy your youth.
I'm trying, right? Oh, I bought a bagel shop. That's how I'm enjoying
it. Funny little tidbit. I used to work at ITT, and I didn't know Mike at the time, but he worked at the cafeteria at one of the ITT buildings. And so even though our paths never crossed.
It's amazing. It's like the circle of life, right?
It was meant, and he worked for the Jewish family. So it's almost like, you know, God knew you were going to be in
Absolutely.
This studio today with a nice little Messianic Jewish girl named Ethel.
There you go.
Ethel. All right, guys. This has been real. And it's now time for the Aaronic Benediction with Philip Stanley Klein.
Vajismarecha. Yagero dunai panavalecha. Vikunecha. Yisadunai panavalecha. V'yasem lecha shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying, God bless you. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be with you. Remember, my friends, that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. So I want to thank you so much for listening. Go over to Soho Bagels and Cafe.
Amen.
And get your discount. Tell them you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Next week, you're going to hear a pre-recorded show. I'm going to have my interview on with Rabbi Charlie Kluge. You're going to love it. And I'll be back live in the studio in 2 weeks. God bless you, my friend. Shabbat Shalom.
Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.